All right, so having received the nomination of Schoner Gluck for secretary of this committee, we move to the position of chair of the committee. Are there any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Rob Robinson.
I second it. This is Gail.
I'll accept it. Any other nominations on the floor?
Does anyone want to be nominated?
Are you asking for self-nominations?
Any kind of nominations. Out-of-body nominations.
Oh, does anybody want me to nominate them?
Well, they can nominate themselves.
Right.
It would sound like nobody else wants to be nominated right now.
It sounds like there's not a lot of...
Do we have any? I'm sorry. I was off the line for a minute. Who's been nominated?
Rob.
Oh. I move we close nominations.
Okay, the nominations are closed.
Rob, might you ask... I can ask Jack Van Aken if we really... If we could just do this, or if we do have to go through the formal process. I have a feeling we do.
I did, and he said we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. You just have to get a quorum of the voting members' ballots received. This now makes it look really dumb that we spent all that time arguing about whether we would allow email votes and all that. I would suggest that we just all send in our ballots, and as soon as we get, what's the quorum? Eight?
Nine. Quorum is nine.
And not allow email votes.
I'm sorry, why nine? Eight
we votes. Have 15 members of the committee. The quorum is nine.
I think it's eight.
No, the quorum is eight.
No.
There's six committees.
We have
okay.
1-5. Are you saying 1-5 or 1-6?
1-6.
How 1-6?
Lori, an affiliates rep.
Oh.
I'm sorry. 16. You're right.
Yeah.
Can we agree by acclamation
so
that
it's
people
still nine.
Will mail in their
yes,
ballots?
Sorry. Can I ask another question?
Yes, you may.
We should have made the provision to leave nominations open for at least 24 hours for people who weren't on the call.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Can I ask? Where do you guys get that?
Well, you got half the committee not here.
Well, how come they didn't come?
Well, people have lives and other issues. I wouldn't assume to be judgmental about why people aren't here. And I wouldn't assume that means they shouldn't have a part.
Teresa Stack, please.
Yes, Teresa.
But if we've notified everyone that we're having the meeting and that there's going to be election of officers, people had had an opportunity to contact someone and have their name put in the hat, didn't they?
This is Margaret.
Margaret, yes.
I get on the stack. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Listen, is it really that much of a big deal? I am always for as much transparency and giving everybody, you know, a chance. Bend over backwards a little bit. If it's not going to do us any harm, I mean, is it going to do us any harm to leave
it
open?
No, it won't. If someone wants
I mean,
to send a nomination
not,
in for me.
And get on with it. I mean, I doubt we have anybody else that'll come forward, but
fine.
You know, then we would be seen as making the effort. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Sure,
I think
sure,
you know,
that's fine.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Yes,
what other effort do we need to do? Are you saying that we need to send another email out saying
one
more chance to put your name in, or just wait 24 hours before we send the ballot out?
We can. I'm happy to send something out to say if anyone that wasn't on the meeting wants to nominate themselves or anyone else for chair or secretary, I'll accept it within 24 hours of the meeting. But I think we can also just wait for people to send it in. But if everyone would like me to send that out, I'll send that out directly that we hang up from this call after the adjournment.
Gail. I think that makes sense. They may not know that they can put their names in if indeed anybody wants to. And that clears anything up for the future as, you know, in regard to I didn't have a chance to blah, 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 blah.
That's great. So we've We've nailed that down. Okay. Now we have the issue of...
I'm sorry, Rob?
Yes, Serene.
Just briefly. I think maybe someone else, maybe Bonnie, if I could give you an assignment. I don't have internet access tonight, but if someone else can send it out, since you're one of the people running, just to avoid...
Oh, sure.
Any
good point. That's an excellent point. If someone else could do that, that would be fine, and that will avoid...
What if it was me, because I'm the one collecting the ballots? Why don't we keep that? Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sure.
That would be great.
Thank you for offering.
Okay, and so, Serene, you're going to send me whatever kind of instructions you have?
I will send it to you in time to send out after 24 hours, because I don't have email access tonight.
Great. That's perfect.
Is there a time tomorrow that we can talk on the phone, Serene, about the instructions?
Sometime. You're going to be near your phone all day?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be afternoon. It won't be in the morning.
Okay. Then it needs to be after about 3 o'clock, because I've got a lunch meeting tomorrow.
Okay, that's cool.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Could you also indicate, make sure that, that there's, in that message, that write-ins are also acceptable?
Sure. Okay.
Good point, Sharon. Write-ins are welcome. Okay, so that we don't have to spend a lot of time on this issue, I would propose that we continue our tradition of meeting on the third Mondays of each month.
This is Margaret.
Margaret, yes.
I think I'd sent an email asking not for Monday meeting. I wonder if there's any other possibility. I mean, it's just me.
Well,
programmer and producer, Mondays are hell, trying to get everything together and be up at 4 on Tuesday morning.
Then I'll send a grid out to the group so that we don't waste time on the call. I will send tomorrow a grid so that we can get the preference for, first of all, days of the week, and secondly, if there are certain weeks that are bad, because my proposal would be that we meet once a month.
Can I just throw something out in the mix?
Sure.
We met tonight's Tuesday. We have a large number of people on the call. If it can't be Monday, the third Tuesday of every month or something.
Do Tuesdays.
And we have a large...
Very smart. Thank you, Lisa.
Right, but hello, this is Kathy. I just wanted to vote not Tuesday because I'm in the street. Because in order to get on this call, I couldn't go home from my class. So I would prefer not Tuesday.
This is Gail. I blew off another meeting, and they've been meeting on Tuesdays to be now, depending on a vote here in the city, Tuesday may not be a problem after May, but I don't know.
Well, Rob, why don't you go ahead and send out the grid?
Let me send a grid out, guys. I think we're gonna.
We're not gonna get to any of the discussion topics. It's already 6:47 here in California.
This is
right.
Serene. I get on the stack.
Yes, Serene.
Yeah, I just wanted to suggest that although I know it's bad for some people, I know Kimberly said it was bad for her, and I guess that's why she's not here. If we could set the next meeting for 4:16, because there are other meetings that people have in their lives and sort of need some, you need to at least know when the next meeting is and then post the grid and also be able to compare it to when the other committees are meeting. So there's quite a bit of shifting happening across the board. So we can sort of identify, when things are, what's available without creating a conflict, sometimes for individual members, but certainly for people who try to follow the governance process as a rule.
Yeah, this is Margaret.
I
think it's a good idea to send the grid out. And Kimberly, they actually have a show. So it's kind of hard to be right before your show and have to leave the meeting in the middle of it. So
She's
for Kimberly. So I think a grid is a good idea.
Yeah. But let me clarify. I'm sorry, Margaret. I did talk to Kimberly yesterday. In the Tuesdays that she is not producing, she can be on.
Right.
Okay.
Do we know which
shows? Just to make it a little more confusing.
So I'm sorry. Can I?
Going to be
Tuesday. I'm sorry. Who wants Bonnie? Bonnie, you have the floor.
Thank you. Just to make it more confusing, the archive is going to be, I think, on Tuesday. It's going to either be the second or third Tuesday, except next month it's definitely going to be the third Tuesday, which is the 17th.
Right. If I could suggest, Rob, I don't know if everybody
yes,
on the call knows.
Are you done, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Wendy.
If everybody knows that there is that calendar at kpftx.org, it's kpftx.org/PA calendar, and calendar is AR, then we can at least look and see when other groups have already picked their times. If everybody could do that after Rob sends out the grids, go there and look at that thing. And, yeah, we got to work this out. I really support picking a recurring date if we can.
Well, Rob, could you perhaps look at the grid, black out where there are known conflicts with other PMB committees and meetings, so that we're not writing things in that are going to be absolutely useless, and then just individually take people's replies. If everyone would just reply to Rob only, so we don't get buried in gazillion emails, and let him figure it out. That would be my proposal.
Yeah, that sounds like a good prescription for blacking out, all right.
Well, Rob?
I got it, yes.
Say white them out.
I like that proposal, but the only thing is that it's sometimes helpful for me when I have some favorite dates of my own, but it's actually kind of helpful for me to see why people can't come on those days, which is what we tend to do when we're arguing for what dates
we
want.
Let me get the grid out, and then we'll see if we can reach consensus quickly after that.
Okay.
But I agree with Serene, we should try to pick our next date if we can at the end of the meeting.
Well,
okay?
Can we do it now? Because we're just done all this. Talk about it.
Because we've got people here, too.
It's going to start all over again if we do it later.
Okay, let's try it now.
I move, what was it, April 16th?
That's a Monday.
I'll second that.
This is Margaret, and I already expressed a problem this Monday.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a producer. You know, I don't have a paid producer working with me. And Mondays is really a problem. I mean, if so.
May I ask?
I could do any other day, but not Monday.
I know that with one of the members of the national board.
Who was that asking to be on the stack?
Yes.
Serene.
Okay, Serene.
Thanks. I think that we need to set the next meeting date because stuff will come up. And, you know, we may get lost in the email, and I don't want us to not have a meeting in April because we couldn't find agreement on email. So Sharna mentioned that Kimberly can do Tuesdays if it's not a Tuesday that she's producing. I don't know what the rotation looks like, but if we agree today to meet on the 17th, let's say, Tuesday
the
17th. The
archives already has that date.
How about, what's wrong with Wednesdays?
That's not really
we're
good for me.
We're about to find out.
There tends to be OSB meetings.
You know, we're not going to, I'm sorry, but, you know, folks, it's already 7:07 here in California. We have to revisit the motion that we had. We're obviously not going to get to any of the other discussion topics. It's already, we're an hour and a half into the call.
I'd like to make
thank
a
you.
Motion.
Thank you for the update. I've tried to get to the KPFTX calendar, and it's not coming up for April. Can I suggest Thursday the 19th?
I cannot ever meet on Thursday.
No, aren't we coming to the PMB meeting? The 19th, Bob?
Oh, right.
What about
Tuesday the 10th or Wednesday the 11th or Thursday the 12th?
Tuesday the 10th, I think, is affiliates or something.
Affiliates is on the 10th. Technology is on the 11th. Elections is on the 12th. Finance on the 9th.
Audit is also on the 9th.
Friday the 13th, anybody?
Sure,
yeah, right.
That. This is Gail. Friday the 13th sounds really good.
How about it, folks? Friday
well,
the 13th?
This is Kathy. Friday works for me.
We're on for Friday the 13th of April.
I won't be able to be there that day, but I can... Well, maybe I can from where I am, but I can
at,
send...
At 8:30.
This is... And I'm actually going to be occupied with the NFCB meeting.
That's Nathan. I'm sorry.
What are the dates for the NFCB again?
It's that weekend.
It's that whole weekend, the 12th to the 14th.
Where is it being held?
New Orleans.
So,
well, you can steal a cell phone and talk to us, maybe.
I'll see what I can do. I mean, usually I'm pretty busy at those conferences, but I'm happy to try.
I think we need to lock the date down for the next meeting.
I think we need to grit our teeth and do Monday the 16th and work on getting a better date between now and then.
Pardon me?
Monday the
16th. It seems as though most of us...
It's not suitable for Margaret. She just told us she couldn't do that three times.
Well, here's the thing. The 20th is... I'm going to be at the NFCB conference, too, and there's... So that's two, and I don't know, you know, you guys want to hear the report on who won for the election.
True.
This is Gail again. That background noise is back.
Yeah, it is.
I would second Serene's motion and do it on Monday, and then we'll better day that's not Monday, so Margaret can be there on the other day.
I object. Margaret's a new member. She's on the PNB. I think it's critical that we accommodate her.
Sunday the 15th?
Point of information.
Sunday meetings with a passion. But Sunday.
So what was the problem? The 13th, Nathan couldn't make. This is Margaret. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But said he might be willing to get on the cell phone and call into the meeting. Was there another problem with Friday the 13th? Besides, it sounds kind of ominous.
Yeah, I can't do it either, but, I mean, somebody else could give the report of who won, but,
Well,
you would have contributed email, so anyone can read it.
Teresa, what information, what's your point of information?
I'm asking for clarity here. Is Margaret's show the entire time on the 16th?
No, my show is on two
Mondays.
Things, and I'm up at 4 in the morning, and Mondays, I have found, are usually hell, because I host and I produce, and it's, anybody in that position knows what it's like when you're trying to do, you know, a tight public affairs show. So, you know, you go ahead and have Monday meetings. I don't know that I'll be able to participate in the committee, which I would like to do, but, you know, we might just have to do something else. And the LSB, you know, I don't know.
Can we do Sunday the 15th?
Does everyone want to go with a Sunday meeting
Sunday,
for the...
But if it sounds the
a one-time-only Sunday
now,
meeting?
Now.
What?
I will.
Pardon me?
Any objection to Sunday the 15th?
As a one-time-only compromise.
Is everybody else that's going to NFCB coming home on Saturday?
We
what
start
time
our
is your flight?
Even if people are coming on Sunday, it'd probably be all right.
What time's your flight, Bonnie?
Pardon? I'm not actually sure I'm going yet, so I'm not really part of that discussion.
If we can't agree on Sunday the 15th, we've either got to go with the 13th or the 16th.
I say let's just go for the 15th Sunday, this one time only.
Okay,
Sunday,
what's
the
best time? What's the least objectionable time on Sunday?
Did everybody make it on the 15th? The people who are going to the conference, are there any people who can't do it Sunday?
It would have to be at night.
Yeah, well, how about night?
Yes, sir.
No later start than like 8 o'clock or 8:15 on a Sunday night Eastern. Because, you know, I don't want to be...
About 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
How about 8:15, like Serene just said?
8:15 Eastern.
Yeah.
8:15 in the afternoon here?
Okay, 8:15, Sunday, April the 15th. That's us, guys.
You want me to put it on KPFTX now?
Yep.
Sure. That would be great, Teresa. Thank you.
I will do that right now.
Thank you extraordinarily. Okay, the only housekeeping issue that I want to talk about right now, well, two of them. One is, I don't remember us having voted to put the PDs on. If that's the sense of the group, we can keep the PDs and the GMs and everybody on the programming committee listserv. The problem is people are not, people are going to be reluctant to use that to have dialogue if there's a lot of folks on it. But if that's what the group wants, let's just agree to it now and go forward. Do I have a sense of the group that we want the PDs and GMs to be included on the listserv?
Can I speak on that?
Sure you can.
Yeah. There were no GMs on because they were GMs. They might have been GMs because they had no PDs, or IGMs because they had no PDs. Otherwise, the intent was to involve the program directors, since whatever policies are decided on a national level have to be carried out by them, and it would be helpful to both have them fully understand the origin of, you know, of the ideas, instead of just getting, you know, an email saying this is the motion you now have to fulfill or act on. And it would also give us an opportunity, if they participated, you know, and I know there are many demands on everyone's time, but if they participated, to understand how things actually work from their viewpoint at the stations, and that could help us make better recommendations to the board. So that was the intent, and you know, every meeting this committee has ever had is on KPFTA, so someone can go look at it. But this decision was first taken in 2004, and to my knowledge, it was never reversed. So.
Please mute your phone again.
Well, no, this is Kathy. I had to unmute my phone to speak. I just wanted to say I think it's fine for the PDs to be on the listserv, but I think we have to be open to the fact that if there is a problem, that we should be able to reconsider it.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
When I saw this, I thought, you know, what a great idea to, we're trying to formulate a programming policy and all this stuff, and I love the idea of having staff, management staff on the committee. I would like them to be on the committee. But I did find it a little bit interesting, yay, Bobby's on the call, but I don't see any of the other program directors on the call. And thank you, Nathan, for being here. I'm kind of wondering if they want to be on the list, for one thing. And second, you know, if it's a good idea to have people on the list that aren't participating, and just, you know, we want them to participate. And I'll tell you that at KPFT we had a kind of a strange thing that we had to argue about for a couple of hours when the general manager decided he wanted to be on the LSB governance committee, and a lot of people on our LSB had objections to that. They felt it was not the proper separation of powers. Now, it's different when we're talking about programming, and we really want the program directors to understand the logic behind the decisions of the committee and everything. So I think what my issue is that I want people participating, not just reading the stuff, and they probably don't even have time to read the stuff. I don't even know if this committee has stuff, if you guys talk through email or not. I don't know, because I'm new to the committee. But it's also kind of an interesting precedent. You know, that was one of the reasons why I actually did argue against the GM of our station being on the governance committee, because it just sets a precedent. And so I'm real interested in what other people think about this. And I'm going to repeat it for the third or fourth time. I would love the program directors to participate in the discussion.
Rob, can you put me on the stack?
You're next, Sherna. It's yours.
I'd like to be on stack too, Rob.
You're next after Sherna, Bonnie.
I do support the PDs being on the listserv for the, and I would hope that what we might do is have our agenda like a week ahead of time. I mean, there's absolutely, if I was a PD, I would be really pissed at this point. Are you still with us, Bobby?
Still
here. You know, we haven't gotten to any substantive issue. Why would I be on this call for an hour and a half? If we could have time certain on those items that directly relate to, you know, programming policy and implementation, and invite as many of the PDs as are willing to be on the call for that discussion. I agree with Serene. You know, maybe I offended some people by saying on the one hand that they don't know we can be sandbagged, and on the other hand, I want to know, you know, what are the problems with them implementing some of these things so that we have a decent dialogue. This is a P&B committee, and they would not be members. They're basically would be, in effect, guests, I guess, because Nathan is officially ex officio by virtue of the policy statement. So I'm in favor of them being on the listserv, and I would also like to propose that when we're going to have a programming policy or implementation issue under discussion, that we set time certain, no matter where we are, we honor that so they can come on for that discussion.
Okay. Good points. Bonnie, you're next.
I actually agree that program directors should be included not only in the meetings but on the listserv. Just a personal opinion, but I'm not sure that our integration and attempt to get things reasonably implemented is going all that great. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons might be that this isn't a football game. You're talking about policy that actually directly affects people at the radio stations. To do it in a vacuum makes absolutely no sense to me. And it's very possible that if program directors were here on the call, they might have a better understanding of what some of the background to the issues was that led us to make whatever decisions we're making. They also might be able to enlighten us and fill us in on what the day-to-day and the issues that they are concerned with in trying to run programming at their radio stations. Sasha Lilly, I think, was invited to this. I can't tell from the list because her name isn't on the separate list. It's just if she's still on the listserv, then I guess she was invited. But she has program council on Tuesday night, so she wouldn't have been able to be here.
Rob, this is Gail.
Yes, Gail.
And I'm to follow that up, I'm thinking since we do have a program director listening in, maybe he can give some insights into.
Well, he's new, so I don't know. You're welcome to speak, Barbie, if you'd like to.
Okay. That went
the
out of the window.
The sense I have is that we should make sure that the PDs remain on the listserv, and we should do everything we can to keep them involved. I would just like to say that it is not the case that the PDs and the GMs were not invited to comment repeatedly on the programming policy. I mean, they were invited to comment on it over and over and over again. But yes, we should keep them on the. I think everyone has agreed that they should stay on the programming committee list.
If I could say one more thing,
can I get on the stack?
Sure. Wendy, and then who was
Let
there?
Margaret go first, and then I'll go.
Okay, Margaret?
I think it's very important that the PDs and the programming committee, I mean, this is the national board, and as far as I know, the management are accountable not only to the local station boards, but also to the national board. And I don't think that we should be in a position of having to plead you know, that if we're having a discussion on the programming committee, that we really need to have input from the PDs, then I think we need to really impress upon the PDs. I mean, we can't mandate anything, obviously, but to really impress upon the PDs that it's very important that you attend this particular or find out from them which of the meeting they would be able to attend, because I think it would be very useful for the PDs to be part of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm worried about is that I don't want the listserv, being on the listserv, to replace active involvement and engagement in meetings with this
exactly.
PD on the part of the PDs. So I think it's kind of a work in progress. I'm not for taking PDs off the listserv, but to really to find the way to involve the PDs much more in this discussion beyond the listserv, and you know that they actually be perhaps even be invited to give their view on implementation of a specific resolution or something like that. Look, I'm new. You know, I haven't been on this committee, so what I'm saying may be totally unrealistic, but it just seems to make sense that if we're discussing programming, that there has to be that kind of flow of information and interaction and working together. If not, on a certain level, what's the point? You know what I mean? In terms of where, if we discuss stuff, if we say we want this implemented, then it's the PDs implemented, then if it doesn't get implemented, you know what I'm saying? That we're going all around the mulberry bush and wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we're in agreement.
Wait, but don't forget me. I wanted to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wendy.
I'm in agreement with Margaret too, and I'll say it for the fifth time. What I really want is participation from the PDs, and to the issue with the list. And I'm new to this committee. Maybe the conversations of the PNB programming committee are like interesting, always productive, intelligent conversations. But from the list, from my experience with some of the other committees that I'm on, I'm going to ask the vegans to pardon me on this, but it's more like sausage being made. And so I get a bit concerned that if we want the committee to be respected, that we should have our stuff planned out and then invite the PDs on and please, you know, give us comments on this actually formulated thing, rather than watching us flail around and lose further respect for the board committees, I think is what I'm talking about.
Hear, hear.
Okay. Good point. I think we have clarity. The only other thing is I would like to ask that we have a policy for this committee that we wait no more than 10 or 15 minutes before beginning our meetings.
You mean if we get a quorum?
This is Margaret.
Yes, Margaret.
Yeah, can we clarify what we have clarity on in terms of this with the PD? Because I would like to find that they're on the listserv, but I would like to see us saying somehow that we also want to formally invite them to the meetings, but also to ask them to respond to, you know, in our meetings, to specific proposals from the committee or something. I mean, maybe that's a longer discussion, but are we only discussing the listserv here, or are we discussing PD involvement in the meeting generally?
Well, I think we have to go by that a step at a time, Margaret. I will do what I've done in the past, which is I will make calls to the PDs individually, tell them that they're invited, they're on the listserv, remind them when the meeting is, and then we'll go from there and see what kind of a response we get. But I think we have to, you know, I mean, I think we have to do it directly and then see what happens.
Rob, this is Margaret again. It might be that for our next meeting or something, so people would have time to think about it, that I'm going to think about moving a motion about that, that when we're discussing specific topics having to do with implementation of programming policy, that the PDs be specifically invited to give us feedback on it, on that.
Sure. We can do that.
Okay, this is Gail. Oh, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Gail.
You weren't done.
Were I
you
think
done, Margaret?
Or Gail?
I was trying to speak.
I'm sorry?
I was trying to speak.
Sherna, could you go and then Gail can speak.
Okay. But this is following up on Margaret's point. I think if we can notify the PDs in advance and saying, we are going to be discussing X, Y, and Z, how to implement the program policy at such and such a time. We hope you will join us and participate in the discussion. Because I think just saying, you know, we'd like you to be on the call, you know, frankly, I wouldn't agree if it was going to be 2 hours of housekeeping kind of stuff. That doesn't affect me.
This is Mark. I would say it's important for you to join us.
All right. To indicate what the subject matter is, mm-hmm. and for us to assure them that it will be at a certain time.
Can I get on the stack?
Sure. Gail Dixon is on it, and then Lisa, is someone else? Does someone else want to speak to it? Okay, Gail?
Again, I think we're kind of beating this to death. It would seem to me that everyone feels that having the program directors involved is a good idea, but I would also agree that even as I'm sitting here listening, if we're going to talk about programming and programming content, that's one thing. But to ask them to sit through the entire meeting, I don't think is really a fair thing to do. So I agree. We should very much ask them to join us, to comment, give us some knowledge of what mm-hmm. is going on with them, listen to what we're talking about, make comment, but do it in that regard, not necessarily have to sit through the whole thing.
Agreed.
Lisa.
One thing I just want to say, tonight was kind of an unusual night in that this is the first program and committee with people newly seated and stuff like that, and normally the discussions are really much more about policy and certain issues, at least the ones I've seen, so I don't anticipate it being like this a lot. There's normally not a lot of housekeeping issues. And just piggybacking off of what people said, I think that greatest way to get somebody to participate is to ask them, like Margaret was saying and others, specifically for their opinion about something. Say, we would like to give you 5 minutes or 7 minutes, whatever like that, to talk. But when you ask them specifically about something, that I think entices them a little bit more, you know. And, okay, so that's basically all I wanted to say about that. And then, Rob, you mentioned something, but if we're finished with this, then I would ask, but what you mentioned about not starting any later than 15 minutes or not waiting longer than 15 minutes.
Oh, it was another housekeeping item, but let's get this wrapped up.
Okay.
Teresa asked to be on the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
I think that we have a very good method of communicating through our Yahoo group. I'm a little disappointed that in some communications, people are using return all. You know, if somebody says, well, so-and-so, would you call me? If it's Rob talking to some other person, for example, I really don't want to see that. So to me, to have to wade through those kinds of emails is not productive use of my time. And the same way with the programmers. I think that we should only ask the program directors on if they want to join us, or if we have a specific need for them to give input, if we give them material, if we put them on at a specified time on the program and honor that so we don't waste their time. I think that's how they should be involved. To have them have to sit through our governance issues, I think, is not productive use of their time.
Okay, we're going to try to find a way to notify the program directors when we really want them to comment on issues that we think are pertinent. However, part of what we're talking about is circulating information between meetings that people have to read. So, number one, I can call them and tell them that this is how we're going to operate, and we can notify them up to a point. But I have to tell you that there is not a great deal of time for us to call people 5 and 6 times to say, you got a document, did you see it, did you read it, we'd like you to come and do it. At some point, we can let them know when we're going to be discussing key policy issues, when we need their input and advice, but it is very difficult. You know, I have to tell you, because I've had to try to do this, It is very difficult to maintain communication with people if they're not talking back to you. So we're going to try to find a better way to communicate because we want their input, but we're going to get to a point of diminishing returns on this. So I just would like everyone to think of ways to help make this work so that we can communicate with them and convey our interest in them commenting when we're talking about key issues. But let's, can we go on to the next item?
That's just one other thing, but this is Margaret, sorry,
yes.
on this, because in a way I think we're making it a little bit more complicated than it needs to be, and we can move on. Rob, I don't think that as chair you should be calling around to all of the PDs. I think that if a letter comes from the committee saying you're welcome to participate in our meetings generally, however, there will be times that we'll have specific topics that we really need your input on, we want your comments on, we will, you know, notify you in writing about that, you know, and meanwhile, here's the listserv information, and leave it at that so that you're not, you know, being a housewife, you know, chasing up everybody, you know, to see if that they've done their chores, so to speak.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I think it should be just straightforward like that. And if we could, I think we're all in agreement that we want something time certain and specific topics, et cetera. So if we're all in agreement on that, we can just move forward. But I'm just worried, Rob, given what you just said, that you're then not on the phone, you know, chasing people up in between meetings about reading documents and are you going to participate in the meetings or not.
Well, Margaret,
Rob,
I wanted to follow up that I think that each of us, at least one of the three members from each signal area, is in some kind of contact with their PD. And I think we should be taking it upon ourselves to be saying, you know, have you seen the document that was just sent out to the committee? I hope you're going to read it. I hope you're going to join the call. I mean, we have relationships with these PDs, and we could be helping on this.
Yes, Rob, could we also ask Nathan, if it's something that we want, we specifically want the input from the PDs, could we channel a request to join us through Nathan?
Yeah, I'm available for a certain amount of that conduit between management and this committee.
I think that's Nathan will be very helpful in that regard. I don't want us to be deluded about the extent to which we're going to be able to get an outpouring of interest from management about some of these issues.
Rob, I would like to suggest we're almost at 2 hours.
Yes.
Figure out the quorum, that we adjourn and have all these discussion topics in the old motion at our next meeting on the 15th. That'll give all the new members time to catch up. I will, the minutes I did take, I will send out to the whole committee so the new members have it. And if someone from WPFW could print that out and get it to Gail so she's, you know, able to be on board on everything.
Thank you.
The reality is most of the minutes were really just working on the policy. So if everyone looks at the policy, and then I can send all the minutes that came after that.
I'm sorry. So what you're basically asking that we adjourn currently and that the next meeting we begin with item number 6 on the agenda?
Item about the quorum.
Hmm?
As soon as we finish the housekeeping item about the quorum, and that everyone then looks at the materials, because a lot of these materials we just got today, and that be the focus of the discussion, and for that we definitely need the PDs.
It's Serene, and just before we move to the next agenda item, I just want to say one thing.
Sure, Serene.
Briefly, I don't want us to confuse people's interest and their availability, because we all have a lot of different issues we're dealing with, both professionally and personally, and we just need to be a little more flexible about how we view others.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
So we just went through a couple of long discussions about how hard it is for us to pick a date to meet because we all have all these things we're doing in our lives. So the motion now is to adjourn this meeting?
No, the motion is to finish up on the housekeeping, Rob's suggestion about a quorum, and to then adjourn, because the next items are long discussion items, all of them, including the old business. The new members don't even know what this motion is, so it makes no sense. And we've just gotten all this material today on these policies, so I'm suggesting we deal with the quorum question, timing, adjourn. Everyone look at all the materials for next time, send the minutes that I do have, and that for the next meeting we can have a substantive discussion.
And, but we don't know when the next meeting is.
No, it's Sunday, April the 15th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that. So sorry.
8:15.
So sorry.
8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, if for people that want to stay past the adjournment, we can go over some of the, I can talk briefly about some of the issues, the discussion topics about what I know about them so far. But, I think Sharon's point is well taken. It's almost 10:30 now.
Rob, this is Gail.
Yes, Gail.
I would very much like to be able to see what we're talking about, since I don't have any written materials about anything.
Then I will call you in a couple of minutes and find out when I can bring some documents to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This is Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Just want to interject a PD's opinion on the issue.
And please a little louder.
I just want to interject my opinion on what you last discussed. I think the suggestion that if the agenda could be divvied up into two parts, and a part that you would be looking for PD participation at the time, I think that would be fine from my perspective, and it may be with the other PDs as well. You're going to have a housekeeping and other stuff, part one, and if you have a part two where you look for our involvement and participation, as long as there's a time when that part two starts, I think that would be fine for this PD.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. All right. The only other housekeeping thing is I would like us to set a policy about how long we're going to wait to achieve quorum. And I would suggest that we select either 10 or 15 minutes.
I think 15, this is Gail again. 15 minutes sounds reasonable to me.
Can I be on the stack?
You may.
I know. So you're saying if after 15 minutes we don't have quorum, the meeting is over?
Well, no, it's that after 15 minutes we decide that we're either going to adjourn because we don't have a quorum, or we're going to continue as a committee of the whole and just discuss things without conducting business. But the point is that we're not going to continue to hold a meeting and hold a meeting and hold a meeting. That's really debilitating.
I would like to just say, and I hear what everybody says about being very debilitating, and I certainly don't you know, don't say like waiting, you know, 45 minutes or anything like that. But I would be satisfied somewhat, Rob, with what you just said, if there's flexibility that if after 15 minutes, let's say 20 minutes in, somebody gets the call and we have quorum, that we could go into a meeting. Because I just think that with everybody's schedule and with the fact that it can be very hard to, you know, I once we set a meeting and then if we're not able to make it, that just slows things up more. And I would hate it to be, okay, well, 15 minutes, we said no meeting, and then maybe in 20 minutes we could have gotten more people. So just for that reason, to be a to give a little bit more time, but certainly not forever.
Well, what we can do, I mean, Lisa, what we can do, you can always do, is operate as a committee of the whole, and you're not basically making decisions, but you're discussing the things that you
need. But what I'm asking, if people decided, okay, well, let's, I work as a committee of the whole, and let's say we get quorum, let's say more people join in, let's say after 15 minutes you say, well, can it be, well, we can operate as a committee of the whole, and if we get quorum, then we can go into a regular meeting. Can it work like that?
Yeah, sure. But the point is not to tread water for a half an hour or 45 minutes waiting for quorum.
Okay, no, I can understand.
I'd like the policy to be that we spend no more than 15 minutes waiting to achieve quorum, And at that point, we either continue as a committee of the whole, and then if a quorum shows up, we can achieve quorum and start, or we can also convene.
Well, I would prefer to see something like that, and maybe considering whether to just convene after half an hour, but after 15 minutes, committee of the whole, and then with
okay.
the hope that more people come for quorum, and then after some point, you decide then how to go on if you never get quorum.
Is everyone...
For the notes, Lisa, can I just clarify? So
mm-hmm.
what you're suggesting is that at 15 minutes we determine if we're going to adjourn or move to committee of the whole, that we continue up to another 15 minutes as a committee of the whole, and so that if a quorum is achieved within that time, we can have a formal meeting.
Right. But the only
right.
thing I would like to not I would not like I'm not suggesting adjournment after 15 minutes. I'm suggesting committee of the whole after 15 minutes, because I would just hate that, let's say people decide to 8:15 adjourn, and then you have more people about to come in. I think, you know, it takes a long enough time to organize these meetings, and for various reasons, you know, sometimes
well, sure.
people...
I think, Lisa, if you've got, like, 7 out of 8 or 6 out of 8 at 15 minutes, people are going to want to go with the committee of the whole for a while. If you've got 2 out of 8 at 15 minutes, it may be very difficult to stop people from adjourning. But the idea is that you don't wait any longer than 15 minutes to do something.
Right. Okay.
And this is Wendy?
Yes, Wendy.
I think what the committee is trying to say with this motion is that people should be on time. We go to a lot of trouble to accommodate everybody's schedule and pick a date, and then what happens, I mean, I've seen this on the PNB, is like as soon as we finally decided to meet on a Sunday, and the first thing that happened when we did get there is that people started trying to have a big, long debate over how long we were going to meet, and I got to cut this meeting short. I think if we can come up with a consensus on what is a pretty good day to meet, and people should really, really try to be there on time.
Yep.
But
committees as a whole, you know, we all want to talk. We can talk forever, and I'm one of them. And those minutes that we sit there not being able to make decisions because nobody else, because there's not a quorum on the call, cost the foundation money. So what this motion is about, I think, is, you know, let's all respect each other's time, and if we pick a date, let's all get there on time, not get there a half hour after it starts.
Can I get back on the staff?
I'm not directing that at you, Lisa. I'm just...
No, I'm not saying that you're not, but I would still like to get back on the staff.
Okay, yes, Lisa, go
ahead.
Too,
and then I would like to call for adjournment.
Right.
Okay.
I just want to say, because I understand what everybody's saying about time, but we have, I mean, we're separated by time zones. People are working. I mean, I'm on the East Coast, and I feel when these meetings go late, but I also feel for the West Coast when... many people are just getting off from work, and I know for myself it would be even more difficult for me to participate in the meeting if we had to have it like 5 o'clock or 5:30 New York time, because it's just hard. Things happen. I just think it should be a little more flexible, just in the event that we could get that quorum, as opposed to canceling something we have about, you know, maybe 3 or 4 more people were going to come on. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in people's lives, and, you know, We have to just, I agree with what Serene was saying about, you know, being flexible and a little understanding sometimes with that. So that's what I'm saying. I don't even really want to see the option so much of adjourning at 15 minutes, but certainly a committee of the whole and give it a little bit longer and then adjourn if we had to.
Okay. Well, I think everybody on this call seems to have a great sense of respect for each other, so... Let's continue in that regard. And Sherny, you wanted to move to adjourn?
Can I read what I think we may or may not have agreed to?
Yes.
At 15 minutes, we move to committee as a whole. After another 15 minutes, we determine if we formally convene or adjourn.
Yes, but at the end of 15 minutes, the existing members could basically say, we don't want to go into committee of the whole. We want to adjourn. But the preferred method, if we have a reasonable number of people, is to move into committee of the whole in hopes that within 15 or 20 minutes a quorum will appear, will materialize.
Yes. Arise from, will appear out of the universe.
Yeah, but if really there's just two or three people, it's going to be very difficult to convince them to. But if you have a significant number towards a quorum, then obviously the committee of the whole is the way to approach it.
Okay, well, how about if I change it? At 15 minutes, determine to move to a committee of the whole. Determine if we want to move to a committee of the whole in the afternoon.
Okay. With the hope of getting a quorum.
I would also like to include here a maximum of two, that we adjourn after 2 hours.
Yeah, I would second that.
This is Wendy. Now I would really like to speak, because if we're going to wait for 15 minutes and then move into committee of the whole and then diddle for another 15 minutes and then say that the whole thing should only take 2 hours, then no, I think everybody should be there on time. And, you know, within 15 is pretty good. So my amendment would be that after 15 minutes, the board take a vote and decide what to do.
Okay.
All right.
Well, isn't that basically what we were saying?
I think so.
Not really. You kind of made it way like everybody would be on the phone for an hour no matter what. I mean, a half hour no matter what.
But we have your incisive critical perspective.
Oh, and if I still have the phone, let me just say, and we want to have the staff people, the managers on the phone, and so we really want to kind of be more polished. So after 15 minutes, we take a vote on what to do.
I still strongly support my position, but, you know, how other people vote. And I would maybe like to say, maybe with Sherna, 2.5 hours, or do you mean 2 hours from when the committee when the meeting officially starts?
Oh, I would say 2 hours from the official start.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and let me just make sure I have. Okay, so I think what we agreed to is at 15 minutes, the committee determines.
Stephanie.
Can I finish? In 15 minutes, committee determines to either move to a committee of the whole or adjourn. And the reason that makes sense is because, as Rob says, if there are only two people, it's not going to make sense to extend for another 15 minutes. But if we have, say, five people, then I think we would probably all agree that it made sense to move to committee of the whole and wait. So is that acceptable?
Well, it's good, but Rob, Did you guys recognize that I was making an amendment?
Well, I just read what we have. There was no formal motion, Wendy.
Well,
so we could just come up with an agreement.
So I can't amend it because it wasn't a motion?
No. What I have is what you said.
That after 15 minutes, we take a vote on how to handle on how to resolve the lack of quorum.
Well, listen to what I said, which I think pulls together what Lisa was saying and what you were saying. At 15 minutes, the committee will determine to either move to the committee of the whole or adjourn.
Oh, yeah, okay, I suppose. Okay, great.
Rob, this is Gail, and
Gail.
I also would like to make a motion for adjournment, but
for
me, the bottom line also is that nothing's ever going to be just perfect for everybody, whether it's how long it takes to get on, you know, on the call or whatever. So you do have to be open-minded, but not to the point where it just drags on and on and on. That's my concern.
Okay. That's exactly right, and that's what we will discover meeting after meeting after meeting.
Hey, Rob, this is Bob.
Yes, Bobby.
I just suggest if at 15 minutes you decide that the meeting won't continue, it'd be nice for some courtesy calls to the PDs that would be dialing into the exchange at whatever time they were intending to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other business that we want to take care of at this time?
To adjourn.
The FCC issues. Just joking.
Okay. Thank you very much. It is 10:37, and we are adjourned.
And this is Gail. It was nice meeting all of you over the phone. I hope I meet you sometime soon.
Good night, everyone.
We're going to be in D.C., a lot of us, pretty soon.
Oh, good. At the end of April, yes.
Right.
Yeah, April 19th, 20th. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Night, everybody.
Wendy?